From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Friday that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the United States, and Washington will use all necessary measures to defend itself against such aggression. Tillerson spoke at a meeting on North Korea's proliferation, convened by Japan, which holds the rotating Security Council presidency this month. On Saturday, North Korean state media again targeted President Trump for verbal attacks, referring to him as an old lunatic, Trump, and warning his administration's officials to be prudent if they don't want to meet bitter disgrace and destruction. The article went on to warn that if the Trump regime resorts to military counteraction, it will face tougher countermeasures from North Korea and fall deeper into a quagmire. In Washington, Trump pointed to Russia to step up pressure against Pyongyang. A day after his phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Trump said China is helping and the U.S. would like to have Russia's help. When asked if he supports talks with North Korea without precondition, Trump said, "We're going to see what happens with North Korea." Rescuers are checking collapsed homes in Indonesia after a strong earthquake shook Indonesia's densely populated Java Island late Friday night, killing two people. Dozens of homes were badly damaged near the epicenter. The magnitude 6.5 quake struck just before midnight local time. It was felt about 200 kilometers away in the capital, Jakarta, where office towers and apartment buildings swayed. Authorities say a 62-year-old man and 80-year-old woman were killed in building collapses. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Two Sierra Leone health workers who survived Ebola are suing their government for allegedly mismanaging funds during the epidemic. The Ebola survivors blame a lack of resources provided by the government for their infection and for the deaths of many of their co-workers. More than 3,000 people died in Sierra Leone from Ebola. The plaintiffs are seeking financial compensation and acknowledgement that their rights were violated, and the formation of a national commission to investigate civil and criminal liability from the alleged misuse of funds. The UN Refugee Agency has begun a mass voluntary repatriation of Sudanese refugees in the Central African Republic to homes they fled a decade ago in what was then war-torn Darfur. Lisa Schlein has more.
The UN Refugee Agency says the first group of more than 230 refugees have arrived at Sudan's Niala Airport from their camps in Bambari, Central African Republic. The UNHCR says it plans 66 more chartered flights to bring another 1,300 or so refugees to their homes of origin in Sudan's Darfur region by the end of the year. The refugees are among nearly 3,500 that have lived in Bambari since they fled fighting between Sudanese forces and armed groups in South Darfur. Despite the dark legacy left by the Darfur conflict, a growing number of refugees and internally displaced people have been returning spontaneously to their homes in the last few years. The UNHCR says this is largely due to improved security. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
European leaders finished a summit in Brussels Friday agreeing that Britain has done enough to move on to the second phase of negotiations to leave the EU. European Council President Donald Tusk on Friday urged 27 European Union members to continue to present a united front as they move on to the second phase of the Brexit talks.
As for the framework for future relations, it is now time for internal EU27 preparations and exploratory contacts with the UK to get more clarity on their vision. On that basis, we should adopt guidelines and start negotiations next year. I trust that the unity on the EU side will continue.
Meantime, Tusk said EU leaders will find it very hard to reach a compromise in talks on a new policy for admitting refugees by a June deadline. Southern countries, including Italy, which take a large number of asylum seekers who reach their shores, want EU members to be required to take in refugees. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.